What is up, Noodle Cups? It's me, Mr. CLC, and I am finally back again with another episode of the Before You Go podcast. So with this one, for sure, I do want to talk about Blackpink, who just released their quote-unquote second full-length album, The Born Pink. And as well, we're going to talk about, it's been a while, but I know Twice had a comeback, a Japanese comeback. Was it between one and two? And I know NMIXX just had their comeback as well with Dice. So I guess we'll talk about that. I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews on that, so I figured we'll check that one out as well. We'll just give a full album review and everything. So yeah, been dealing with a lot of work and just stuff, and I've been pushing this off more than I should be. I am gonna go see Blackpink in Houston. I'm excited about that. So, but in that topic, it kind of does bring up something that, yeah, like I know I've mentioned it in the past. This might actually end up coming to fruition. That, yeah, probably by the end of the year, I may call off the podcast. Just truth be told, y'all, I haven't really been keeping up with K-pop like I should. It just, I mean, I still love it and I still enjoy it, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just like falling out of it, I guess, slowly but surely. And it's just, like I've been getting more to involved into other things, and I've been going back into like my metal music, and like listening to like country more, and also Christian music, and I'm like been pushing away my K-pop, and like I'm not watching these new releases, and I'm just not following the music like I should be, and it's just, yeah, I don't know if it's just because I'm fatigued from it, or if I'm just, I don't know, I guess because, like, a lot of my groups are disbanding or just near the end of their tenures. And as I said, I don't want to deal with a lot of these new groups. I feel very comfortable trying to learn about them and like watching these videos and all that. So as I said before, if I do end up keeping it, unless there's an older group that does come out with something that I would be okay with watching, I'm not gonna discuss, music videos or anything like that. I would just strictly talk about the music, and it's just, I don't know. I'm falling out of it, I guess. And it just seems like day by day, I'm just kind of, yeah, moving on and into a different setting. So, we'll see. I know apparently Dreamcatcher is gonna be coming back with a comeback soon. They just released their teasers. Rocket Punch, I heard, is gonna have a Japanese comeback. I'm excited for that. I think I heard aespa is also gonna be is gearing up for a comeback soon. And all, but just, yeah, at the moment, y'all, it's just, I'm just, yeah, I don't know where to think right now. Maybe I'll be maybe after Blackpink I'll feel more revitalized, but just at the present moment, yeah, that's my mentality. So I'll keep y'all posted, but it, like I said, it's just my thoughts for right now. What else is there? I don't know if anyone's watching any dramas. I finished All of Us Are Dead and Alchemy of Souls. I can't wait to see season two of both shows. Right now I'm kind of in between Sweet Home, and then also I just started The King's Affection as well. I got a list that I want to go through, you know. So I was able to get back Netflix, so yeah, I'm gonna be busy trying to watch these dramas. You know, maybe that would help out too, you know, because technically this podcast is supposed to be about, like, you know, the culture besides not just K-pop, but, like, you know, yeah, K-dramas and all that. The food, food wise, nothing really new. You still find me at Ballin' Box every week. You know, I'm not gonna get rid of that. You know, there's a sushi place I want to go check out. It's called Yellowtail. Supposed to, I heard it's supposed to have real spectacular sushi. So maybe this weekend. Okay, it goes. You know, I have a friend coming in from Dallas for the K-pop night. So I've been trying to stay away from the K-pop nights too. Just, I don't know. I guess that's more me being old, I guess. I'm like, I don't know if I can keep staying up to, like, or staying out till 2 or 3 in the morning or something like that, you know. She's, you know, she'll be around, so me and my friends are like, yeah, we gotta go and, you know, spend time with her. So I guess, like, you know, like, I want to see my friends, so I guess I'll go this time and all that, enjoy it. Maybe just, I don't know, but she wants to go eat too, so maybe I'll just go eat where, you know, go eat and just end it there. We'll see. But, you know, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now and everything. So yeah, first off, I guess we'll start off with Twice, you know, start off on a good note. We'll do Twice and Mix, and then yeah, we'll give the whole Blackpink review and all that. So let me get into that real quick. So yeah, Twice, I believe it is a Japanese comeback, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, that I haven't seen it yet, honestly, so I'm pretty behind on it. Was it between one and two, or does it feel special? Or not for special, I mean, at this, what is it? Talk That Talk? I think it's actually Talk That Talk. I thought it was, why am I getting between one and two? Maybe it was like the album deal or something. Okay, so yeah, I'm lying, everybody. I apologize. So I'm gonna watch this because I haven't seen this yet at all. I'm gonna watch Talk That Talk, and then I'll be right back with my review of it. What is up, Noodle Cups? Here with me, Mr. CLC, and I am back again with another episode of the Before You Go podcast. So I thought I had lost my recording yesterday because I made pretty much a rant about BBC, and the situation going on with right now Luna, and particularly Chu. So I went on a pretty good rant yesterday, and while trying to upload the info, I thought I lost it because I thought it got crashed and everything, but apparently I do have it. So I'm gonna save that for a future episode. You know, just release that as a little special flavor. But basically, if you know about the situation right now with Luna, and Chu in particular, earlier this week it was announced that Chu will be kicked out of Luna by BBC, you know, BlackBerry Creative, the parent company, over some very malicious, you know, basically malicious rumors is what it is for the most part. In the end, it's pretty much BBC trying to say we're not at fault, you know, it's all her fault, you know. In the end, it's basically just Chu defending herself and her, you know, her pretty much anyone in general, her fellow members and any artists that are entwined with this company. So yeah, they kicked her out.
Those were words that were used, kicked out, expelled. Very negative connotations that BBC put out, which had already put people on the defense of, like, why would they go to such lengths to bring up that prompt? Like, oh yeah, we had to force her out. Instead of, like, normally where it's we're here by due to disbandments or about members leaving a particular group. It's mainly, they have came to terms with the release of this person or something like that. But no, with BBC, they went full, just bad intentions. They're saying they kicked her out. They expelled her from Lunar. Just like all these articles come out. Them too were saying, oh, you that, she was very aggressive and violent with our staff members. And in the end, it's just her trying to fight for her basic right as, an artist with this company where she's like, hey, we're making you money. Where's our share of it? Because that is, I'm pretty sure that's in the contract that, you set up, that they will be compensated accordingly, off your contractual agreements. We all know BBC's been in huge financial struggles. That's been very evident, from what, a couple of years ago when they were, like, filing for bankruptcy, I believe, or something. Come on, that should have been like a warning sign right there. But yeah, just long story short, I'm sure Chu's gonna be suing them and trying to get every cent that she has deserved, and I hope that she also fights for the other girls. Same deal. We're getting nine of Luna members who are also filing an injunction to have their contracts immediately was it terminated or just suspended? The only ones who stuck around were Hyunjin and Vivi. But I mean, that's their reason. So, maybe they'll add on later. Who knows? Maybe it's just some better contractual agreement. But either way, just, massive support for these girls. I really hope that, when I'm sure it's going to come down to a legal battle, that they deserve every single penny that is owed to them and some. And I just hope that in the end of this, BBC is forced out as an agency, and I really hope that these managers and these CEOs and everything are blacklisted from this industry, because they have no place being management to begin with, like, anywhere. I'm pretty sure they'll do good with Cube or TS or Pleiades or all those other crap companies. I'm sure they would love to have those kind of people there with that same mindset. But I just really hope that, these people are like, you know what, no, we're not gonna keep you anymore, here. So we'll see. We'll just we'll have to take a look as news develops. Well, of course, around the situation, that's pretty much happening right now. What else? One thing I didn't get on, which is real heavy heart to me, is that the Purple Kiss, they are now going to continue as a six-member group because Jaehyun has decided to leave Purple Kiss and say like that. They came to terms and they, she was released from her contract. She is focusing on her mental health, and that's awesome news, and real big praise to RBF, for being able to take that stand with her and saying, you know what, yes, if this is the direction you want to go, we will fully support you. What was I? Oh, sorry, RBW. Sorry. I'm so sorry, RBW, the parent company. But thankfully, they are taking the right approach and everything. They did release her, so, she is no longer a member of Purple Kiss. Although it is very upsetting to me, you know, because I absolutely love them. But hey, it happens. You know, and that's good that she's, you know, actually saying, you know what? As much as I love being an idol and I love, you know, my members and my fans and all, I need to really focus on myself. I need to make sure that I am healthy for my future. You know that? So, amen. You know, that's awesome. So I couldn't be more prouder of her. You know, in any future endeavors, I'm, you know, 100% behind her. I will give her my full support. So, you know, just best of luck. You know, and of course we'll miss her in Purple Kiss. We just have to see how these wonderful girls do. You know, continuing on. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to, as I stated in my other episode too, I had this damn cough that I can't get rid of. So just bear with me, everyone. You know, I apologize. So I did want to talk about, you know, a couple of songs that have came out of recent, you know. Of course, we had the big mamas. We had Red Velvet finally with their comeback, you know, so really excited about that, you know. And then we had Stacy. Stacy came out with their first Japanese release with Poppy, you know, really exciting. We had Secret Number with a comeback. Oh, that was also exciting news. We had. Who else? Damn it, I just thought of it was Secret Number. Nature. Oh, that's right. Nature. Definitely want to talk about nature because, wow. Kinmas. Then there's a group I do want to talk about. I guess we'll start with them real quick. So I'm gonna start out with this group. I really don't know how long they've been. They're called 50/50, and it's a 4-member girl group. And I just my YouTube brought it up the other day. I guess their latest release, which is Higher, and I just like immediately fell in love. I mean, this song in itself is just very chill. It is a very just like feel good song. To be honest, you know, very cute video, and just very, they have very good production. I was really surprised by the music video. You know, very good CGI and just, you know, the set concepts, the out wardrobes. You know, so I really hope these girls get a little bit more recognition. You know, I'm definitely gonna learn about them to get a better understanding. Like I said, I truthfully I don't know who any of them are. I don't know the company. I don't know when they did debuted any of that. I said this just happened up right now. But yeah, and then also they had another I don't know if it's their debut or what, but they had another release called Love Me. Oh my goodness, I didn't think I was gonna love a song so much. But this one completely just blew me away with this Love Me. Very soft and methodic, you know, methodic song. And just, you know, there's my confusion is that they use a lot of auto-tune at like different intervals, you know, like so you have like the you'll have them singing and then like at one you'll get like a point where like they put in there an auto-tune for like a couple of chords. And I don't like I you know it I like the style, but it just I don't know, it kind of catches me off guard, you know, just hearing it. But yeah, like 50/50, I would, you know, just check them out, guys. Give them some love. Now I'm gonna learn a little bit more. You know, hopefully, this is a group that gets a little bit more traction because if they keep up this kind of music, I'm definitely gonna be a fan of it. So let's start with Nature. So Nature came out with Limbo. Was it a while back? They came out with Limbo, and first and foremost, this is a massive upgrade from their last comeback, you know, Ritika Ritika. You know, me personally, I kind of thought that was going to be a done deal when, you know, Ritika Ritika came out. I got terrified because I didn't know if that was gonna be like, oh my gosh, is this really the end of nature, or you know, what's happening? And especially after all the controversy that came around with it, you know, because usually like when there's controversies with certain songs or and everything like that, especially lower, I hate to say it like that, but like lower end groups, you know, not, you know, like not commercially successful groups like that, you know, sometimes it's a it's a nail in a coffin, you know. But they were able to overcome it, thankfully, and they completely blew me away with this one, Limbo. And this song in particular is just, you know, yeah, very, once again, just, I'm glad that they're switching over now to this mature side, you know. Like, especially with girls, like, you know, they took a huge swing with girls. And same deal. You know, that one was just a complete killer. And, you know, this one doesn't have the same vibe to it or the same, like, punch as girls did, but still, it holds its own accord, you know. Just, yeah, the, you know, just like the strong, you know, instruments behind it, and you know, just it does have a very cute dance. Yeah, I mean, it's nimble. I know, but you just, yeah, this, you get to see these women, you know, showcasing their maturity a little bit through this. And my thing is that, you know, just like in the chorus, like usually it's in like the first chorus and then the end chorus, where it just, it does like, it kind of does, I guess, a 180 of the style. Because initially, like the, you know, just like the sound itself is just very hard hitting, you know. It's it still has that popish intake and in there, but it's just like a bigger, it's more of a, or like a hard dance style type of music and all. But then, yeah, like I said, in the first, after the first chorus, it jumps into a little subsection where it just switches out 180, and it jumps into, yeah, more like a freaking nightclub style song, you know. It just, it completely, the melody completely changes a little bit. You know, it gets a little bit more faster paced and on. Then these girls, yeah, they do a little cute dance with the pigtails and everything, and they're like bobbing their head, and then they're, you know. And but it just, it is, man. Like, I'm just so glad to see that nature was able to overcome that and be able to put out a pretty strong casing of a song like this, you know. So yeah, definitely check out Limbo. Give that some love. But so next song that I do want to talk about, like I said, will be Secret Number. Getting to see them come back, you know, that was awesome. So they came back with Tap, you know, and this song, I think they had already came back with minus two members, because I know they had Denise that left earlier. And then they had someone else leave, I believe. But then they picked up two new members. And, you know, but I think they, I don't know if they were around for Doom, was it Doomchita? It was the last one. But they're doing pretty well with this one, with Tap. You know, it's not as fast paced as Doomchita was, because Doomchita was pretty, you know, like, yeah, like a banger style. But with Tap, you know, it kind of slows down a little bit more. It's more of a how do I say this? It's more of a like a more popish style, you know, song, and you know, very, very cute video, and you know, very, very great vocals from everyone. When Jennie does her rap, you know, like, oh. I love how she like sings for a part of the song, and then just in that part she just switches it up, and when she goes into rapping, like, she's a whole different woman. Like, it's awesome, you know. But then when she's singing, it's kind of like with Dami, I think of Dreamcatcher, where she's such a strong rapper, But when she's in the need to sing, to be a vocalist, she can hit it out of the park as well. So just, mad props. Leia still keeps her short hair, just loving it. I love it. I'm sorry. So I'm gonna go back to nature real quick. Nature, I'm gonna give it definitely a 5 out of 5. And then yeah, for a secret number, I'm gonna give it a 4.5 out of 5. Just yeah, it's a real good song, don't get me wrong. But I'm thinking of all these songs I had to pick, yeah. I had to hold it up. I had to hold up nature for sure. Oh yeah, just really looking forward to seeing what these girls put out next. So the same deal, they're showing a bit more casing of like their feminist sides. And it's not being cutesy or anything like that. It's just now like they're showing that they are becoming women in the music video and everything. So real mad props. So now we are going to move up to the one I'm pretty excited about with Stacy. The first Japanese release, Poppy, I had high expectations. I'm not gonna lie, because I'm like, oh my God, these women can't put anything that isn't gonna be a hit. And same deal, just they just kept it up. And Poppy is a very cute little song, just Poppy, 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 Like, it's a very, it is a very sweet song. Just being able for them to hear about it, it's typical, Japanese style where it's, they are cutesy and just like the style of the music video, very colorful outfits are, very flashy and sometimes over the top. I like Jay's rap in the second verse, just be her and Seon, being together. That's what I loved about that part, just in the second verse. Starting off with Jay, and just that deep voice of hers, just that low vocal, starting off, and then it bridges back up into Seon's, who is a very high, high pitch style, and there's like that complete contrast of it. And, like, I thought it was very, very beautiful, nice, nice blend right there, for just to go from that low point to a higher, real damn, that's a chef's kiss right there. That's probably my favorite part of the song, but yeah, just then, like I said, the chorus is pretty catchy, Poppy, Poppy, Pop, Poppy, Poppy, and Shion with her little lopsided pigtails, she got the one pigtail that's like with the long hair, and then like the bun on the other side, very cute. Of course, Aiza is just incredibly beautiful. She just completely, stopped my heart in this video and all. I mean, these women are so breathtakingly gorgeous. Like, it's not even funny, man. Like, this is like, this shouldn't be possible, I believe. this should not be acceptable for these women to be as beautiful and as talented as they are. It's like with Purple Kiss, like, this is just, it's unfair. This is a very unfair advantage. I know. But yeah, Poppy for sure is a 5 out of 5, for me. I definitely recommend people checking it out. It kind of gives me, it gives me a little bit of like ASAP and Stereotype vibes, or it's not like, or it's not that like maturity side as like So Bad was, and not like Run to You, because Run to You is, yeah, more of like an up and coming, style. But like with ASAP and Stereotype, it was still in that like cutesy but still like, you know, girl crush setup. You know, it's just like that complete blend in, you know, that's how Poppy reminds me of. And yeah, just very, very fitting for these women to be able to pull off, you know, like just incredible. I don't know. I honestly, for me, what I would love to see from Stacy in the future is something maybe dark. Like when they are a little bit older, you know, like maybe in like another year or two or so. I don't know. I would just like to, like, kind of like with Nature, when they went to girls. I would kind of like to see the same thing from Stacy. I would love to see just how they can pull that off. So, you know, here's hoping about that. You know, they'll be really excited to see what they're able to pull, you know, if they do get to that area. But yeah, so that's Stacy. Stacy's secret number, Nature. So I guess finally, I do want to review Red Velvet. So yes, Red Velvet came back with their long-awaited return, and they came back with the Revo Festival 2022, the birthday. And what's really crazy is that apparently this CD is gonna be like an actual birthday cake, or not an actual birthday cake, but it's gonna be like the case is gonna be like a birthday cake, like a pop up, and apparently it's supposed to be like a candle that could that Poppy out too. It's gonna be crazy. So that's ingenious design right there, marketing. So whoever, you know, the marketing people there, just that's incredible. So yeah, title track was Birthday. And just of course with, you know, Red Velvet, you just get this, I know, this amazing song, you know, that just showcases, you know, their incredible vocals. Like they can't do anything wrong, honestly. You know, it doesn't fully exist like with Bad Boy or Really Bad Boy or anything like that, you know. But like with Queendom was more of an upside, I feel, you know. You know, just a little bit more of like empowerment, and you know, just like a little bit more of like, you know, it kind of carried into the pop and everything. But with Birthday, it does kind of bring it back into like a little bit of the red side, you know, because with Red Velvet, you have like the red side, which is like more like, yeah, more, you know, like very pop, you know, like popish, and kind of leans into, you know, more like of the like their main title tracks and everything, you know, just, you know, like real go-getters. But then you got the Velvet side of Red Velvet, which, you know, is pretty much what we expect from the discography, where it's just, you know, their B-sides, which are just incredible, you know, just the soft melodies of them, and you know, just like the deep ballads. I just, you know, this was a nice, then, you know, mashup of it, you know, had its high points, and you know, the chorus is, yeah, just that's also a little bit exciting, you know, and listening to the chorus, you know, kind of gets you motivated and all. And so yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I only heard the album today. So, but they had Bye Bye, On a Ride, Zoom, and Celebrate. But of course, it's Red Velvet, so all these songs are bangers to begin with, anyway. I know I do apologize. I should have did more in depth about them, and like they should listen to it more. This only came out, I think, yesterday, right? Yesterday or the other day. Truth be told, I haven't even seen the video. You know, just like, yeah, I had a lot to deal with. So I haven't been able to see the video either, so I can't really give my full in-depth on it. I've seen screenshots, and I've seen little videos and snippets, but that I need to get back to. So I do apologize, everyone, but yeah. Regardless, this does not take away from, you know, from just their incredible ability as, you know, artists to be able to continue it. So looking forward, you know, and apparently they renewed their contracts as well. So, you know, we should be expecting more of Red Velvet. So that's exciting. And then Kara. Oh, that's another one. So, yeah, it was birthday, 5 out of 5 for sure. Actually, I'm going to say 6 out of 5. You know, just out of the park. yeah, Kara came back. So that one for sure, I'm going to react to next episode. So, yeah, we are nearing the end of the year. So I at least want to put out 2 more episodes. I think my last one, I'm probably going to try to do like a my top 10 list, you know, the year and all. And I'll just talk, you know, I'll go with like my biggest, I'll figure it out, you know, like maybe biggest shocker, or shocking song of the year, in my opinion, or, you know, banger of the year, like, you know, sleeper of the year, and like, you know, like I'll figure this out, you know. But yeah, so like I said, I'm still up in the air about, you know, I do want to continue this, but it's just like, as you notice, like my recordings are getting more and more sporadic, and I don't know if it's necessarily like because I'm being more inclusive, like in my personal life, you know, like just being with work and everything. Like, truth be told, I don't know what's really keeping me, you know. Like, I do want to continue, you know, the podcast and everything, but at the same token, it's just, I don't know. Like, truth be told, I have been kind of shying away from K-pop, you know, not necessarily just out of interest, you know, or anything like that. Like, far from it, you know, I still love K-pop and I still go to all these events and I still, you know, have a huge, you know, a huge voice in it, you know, when I hear about it and everything. But I don't know, man, just truth be told, I'm just kind of trying to figure out like where I want to go with this, you know. But you know, I mean, that's a discussion with myself, you know. I apparently there's a Q&A thing that I could place here, so I'm actually gonna put that. I'm just gonna put that question, you know, like, you know, what would you like to hear in this podcast? And like, how about that? You know, like, I mean, aside from me reviewing, you know, like, if something K-pop, you know, if anything K-pop related, or you know what. What would you like to hear, you know, aside from reviews, you know, is there something else, you know, maybe just like a, you know, like maybe favorite eras, or, you know, like, you know, like your top 5, you know, like, you know, sleeper, yeah, your sleeper. Top 3 sleeper groups, or, you know, overrated groups, you know, something like that, you know, just like in an episode, or like even about histories, you know, what about the history of K-pop, you know, just like certain groups, you know, like, is that something you would like to know about, you know, maybe just delving into like a particular group and just like, you know, finding out exactly what, you know, how they came to be and all that. Please let me know in the comments and everything. Or like I said, you can find me on Instagram at my tag is at hey it's me, Mr. COC. You know, feel free to message me there if you want to, and just let me know, hey, you know what, yeah, this is what I would like to hear. You know, so we just go from there, guys. But just, yeah, thank you so much for your support and everything. There you guys. Be safe out there. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.